is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
Dolly D. Beyonce Productions.
I must be the greatest.
Let's get that done.
I've been here before and I know what it takes.
It's hard work, dedication.
BoxingWiz.com.
They were this. TV.
Win, lose, or draw, we coming to fight. Ain't nobody say that.
Com.
We're coming to fight.
They do what they can, I do what I want.
When you look at how he throws that left hook, it starts out really low, and we're going to see what kind of character he
has. Oh, the left and right by Maidana. And it's all Marcos Maidana here with a lot of those punches off his shoulder.
I think anybody out there listening to me, anybody think that that's a dangerous deal to make.
I don't
know if you're
perfect. 15 minutes. Can you be strong for 15 minutes? Can you? Listen, your concentration is wheezing a little bit. Pick it up. Pick it up!
There's some things, Bob, we got to deal with. Body shots. I don't think you want to be that close to
it. Good morning, CBB. What's going on? We are back with another one. No more heavyweights, the welterweight, the luxurious division, right? The one that has made Floyd Mayweather synonymous with boxing. We're back to talk the welterweight division. Mikey Garcia, four divisional champion, moving up to take on the boogeyman, the bad man, IBF champion, Errol Spence Jr., the truth. So we're 1 week out from this fight. We will be in the building for all the fight week at festivities for fight night. We're going to be covering this one, and we're going to be doing live fight chats, all types of things. So we decided to start a little early, as this is a super fight for the first time being promoted on Fox and on Fox pay-per-view. So very important. I'm going to go ahead and get out to my co-host, get this thing started so we can get some boxing talk early in the morning.
BoxingWiz.com.
I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moses era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, the Mark Anthony era. I've been through all the eras. And I still been
talking.
I'm
going to keep on too much talk.
The thing is that people want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about fire.
BoxingWiz.com.
Good morning, good morning. The IBF Welterweight World Championship, the boogeyman of the welterweight division, the four division attempting to be five division world champion, two undefeated world champions coming together on pay-per-view. It's coming in a week. So at this point, regardless of who you think is going to win, it's definitely going to be something where it's going to be interesting for all boxing fans just to keep your eyes on it, to see what if or how or how fast. Or maybe it doesn't even last that long. But this is just a blueprint and formula that many boxing mega fights follow when it comes to style matchups and building a superstar. So whoever wins this will definitely get an extra notch into the stardom that they want to be in and give you a little indication of where probably their career will end up, maybe back on pay-per-view. But we're going to break down all the stuff we saw, media workouts, videos, quotes, face-to-face, everything, and maybe even start to do early predictions. I'll pass the ball to my boy, Mike.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
With a attempt, two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss, two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh?
Look who in the building.
Let
me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm turning TBV Universe. Spence and Garcia, yeah, we're 1 week away. We got a lot of things going on next week in Dallas. So if you guys are out there and you see us, don't forget to say what's up. You know what I'm saying? Throw the deuces up or something. But I've seen Sean Porter says he has a eye on this fight. He possibly wants to get in the ring and face off with the winner after this fight is done with. Also, Manny Pacquiao said he will be in attendance too, and he has a close eye on this fight. And he also wants the winner, so it's going to be intriguing to see how that plays out and see who gets the winner, to be honest with you, because a lot of people want to see Errol Spence unify, but a lot of folks won't mind seeing Mikey Garcia and Manny Pacquiao. But yeah, we'll get started and go and get to it. What's going
Yo,
on, everybody?
How is it negative money, whether or not? But first of all, do you think this fight goes the distance?
Who?
You.
I've been on record saying it won't go past six.
All right. And Ron G, in the place to be?
Nah, I'm picking Spence to win, and I don't think it's going to go the distance from that point.
Well, somebody knows more than us, because on the betting line, will this fight go the distance? Minus 118, yes. Minus 108, no. Yeah. This fight is either getting tight, or the Mexican fans, Mikey Garcia fans, are making Mikey really close money.
Well, the bookies just covering their ass.
Round one. Could Spence get him out in round one? Has he ever knocked out someone in round one?
Of course, his last fight.
Who was that?
Didn't he knock out Campo? Campo in the first?
Oh, that was a body shot. That was a any body other anybody beat. Anyone else on a higher caliber?
Nah, he took Kell Brook 111. Lamont Peterson was like 7 or 8, right? That's about it, man.
Lamont Peterson. He's about to be facing Sergey Lipinets, a guy that Mikey already beat. But Mikey didn't stop Lipinets. He went the distance.
Nope.
I don't look for Mikey to get any type of knockout in this fight. Not at all. Impossible, in my opinion. And Earl doesn't have many. Early in his career, he obviously got a bunch of those early ones, but.
Man, 24 fights, 21 KOs, like he told you. Don't play with Earl, he told you.
Oh, yeah?
If I catch it on the chin, I'm sparking you out.
So you said it won't go six.
It ain't going past six, man.
Ain't going past six.
If it goes to round seven, I owe our correspondent and our good friend, Jay Hardcore, $50. So it is what it is.
Yo,
oh, yeah,
one through six has got some nice odds, Mike.
I know it's sexy, ain't it?
One through six it is, but if you go one through four, even sexier.
If it turns to a betting show.
If you go rounds one, two, three, even sexier. But, you know why we're using the odds? Because they get it right more than us.
Exactly.
And you guys bet with your heart just like us. So look, Mikey's not knocking Earl out. Rounds one through three, plus 5,500. Four through six, plus 4,000. Mikey, seven through nine, plus 3,200. So for anybody that doesn't know anything,
they're saying the longer the fight goes, less likely him knocking him out.
No. They're saying the longer
the fight goes,
the more likely. But
still
unlikely, my man. It's a 3,200. That's
a
crazy.
Chance, though.
No, that ain't.
Ten
through 12 is plus 3,400. Come on, it went back up on him.
Jesus.
My God,
numbers are too high.
What was Humberto Soto to be?
You right about that? Yeah, but
4,500.
Yo, fam, Rios and Earl ain't the same.
Do not compare him to Brandon Rios.
Yo, what Jay said. Please don't compare me to Dog. I'm different. All right, don't do that to my man Earl, man.
All right, I wasn't trying to compare. I'm just saying the betting lines were kind of similar. Now, let's all be honest. We all know Mikey Garcia is up against it, going in the ring with a guy who's going to be bigger than him. Naturally, a 147, probably unnaturally because the guy got stringed down. So 147, I mean, it's, in his hometown of Dallas, I mean, Mikey's giving up a lot of things, man. So hot. Pratt, hats off to him for taking this challenge, but too much, man. In my opinion, it's too much.
Bruh, I just wish this was a betting show. Mikey Garcia on decision is a plus 390. That's almost 4-1 on the kid.
I mean, that's enough to put like a little bit on.
Oh, my God. We really need to make these bets right now.
That ain't good enough, man.
Bruh, Earl is a plus money by knockout and by decision. You could just snag him up, plus money right now. Lock that in. I'm about to do
your
a
plus money by knockout and decision.
By knockout and decision. Yo, but look, he's only 50 points more by decision. So he's 125 by knockout. And I'm about to make this bet. Plus 125, man, I can't let this shit go on a knockout.
No, you can't even. I'm going right now.
What?
Man, they've been too disrespectful,
Has he ever took anybody the distance? Is anybody? Oh, yeah, three people, right? Damn, who was
it? You talking about Arrow?
Yeah.
Well, he's on an 11 KO store stop the street right now, too.
Who went the distance, though? Ronald Cruz. I remember Ronald Cruz, too. He was from Pennsylvania. That fight happened on NBC Sports. I remember him. He came up on NBC Sports.
Did Van Heerden?
Remember Ronald Cruz called into the show,
no.
too?
Van
Heerden, he got stopped.
He got stopped by the ref.
TKO. Oh, my Jesus. They giving out plus money on this, man. They bugging.
Bro, they giving out motherfucking
plus
money. Take
me out to the ball game.
Where your boy Travis Revis a plus 4,000.
Yo, y'all turned this into a betting show. Stop it, Mike.
Y'all.
So, how does Mikey Garcia win?
We ain't even got Errol Spence yet.
Mike, bring your wallet over to the show and just put it aside.
I was trying to look at Errol Spence like so we'd be on topic, but I don't have those lines yet.
And you wanted to make that bet, that's all.
Yeah, I thought he put money shit. I'm gonna get money.
So we kind of concluded that if by any chance Mikey would win, it would be by a 12-round decision points, right?
He's not getting a knockout. Nothing showed me. I've been watching replays of Earl, and I've seen him get buzzed, like light buzzes, but not enough. Don't get me wrong. Watching replays of Mike is like, damn, can that left hook do it? But it ain't do it for Lipinets.
True. And Lipinets had some success touching Mikey, too. So.
And Lipinets was way smaller.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be tough for him.
We can
tough,
safely
man.
Say this. I know it's triangle theory, but we can safely say that Spence would beat.
We're gonna have to do a betting show today because you know we leave early too. We can't be waiting. These lines might change.
Shit, I ain't even got the line.
Oh.
So I finally got to see this. Look. So I finally saw the face to face. Now you know I saw them sit down.
Is that the one with Brian Campbell in the middle?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, I seen that too.
And from what I saw, there was a lot of confidence.
Why do you always say Brian Campbell? Like everybody know who the fuck that is.
If you guys are other sports, I don't watch other sports, so you should have known. He used to work for ESPN. And now he's with first.
That ain't Brian Campbell.
That is Brian Campbell.
Is it?
Not the same one you thinking about.
The dude that was in between Mikey and Spence talking, his name is Brian Campbell.
Okay, well, to me, it seemed like you're talking about Brian Campbell, the one that interviewed for Mayweather.
No, you're messing up his name. That's Kenny something, right? Or Brian Kenny.
Brian Kenny, there you go.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm getting on confused. His name is Brian Campbell.
Somebody text me Brian Jenny. No, it's Brian Kenny.
Brian Campbell is the one from CBS Sports.
Yes. And
not
formerly
ESPN.
From ESPN.
That's where I got confused.
Formerly ESPN.
He was ESPN?
Yes. He had a show in studio for boxing, him and another dude.
I ain't know if that nigga on ESPN.
Are you sure?
Oh, my God. You're going to ask me on my show.
All right. But sorry, Ron. Go ahead.
Well, all I was going to say is, look, I watched it, and there was a lot of confidence on both sides. But the one that stuck out was Errol Spence. It seemed like his confidence was more than just like, I'll beat you. It looked like, I want to hurt you. Like, I want to hurt you really bad. And at that point, the comments are saying like, yeah, I've watched all your videos. You better keep that same energy. You know, I watched everything. I watched all the Ellie Setback videos. You can tell that's what he's insinuating. I watched all the little fight hype. I watched all the little videos you do.
Oh, so you've been watching me, huh?
Yeah.
You've been watching me.
Yeah, and he smiled, like, too. Yo, he smiled too. Like, you been watching me? Yo, but I wonder if Mikey feels like, yo, we got under his head. We're under his skin. He's watching us, you know? But at the same time, that's just more motivation for Earl. He looked like one of them type of dudes that, you know, it's like I seen that interview with Ward. where Ward is like, man, I used to psych myself to say you was running more than me, say you was doing better than me, say you better than me so I could get to the best shape of my life. And honestly, that's what it looked like. I mean, they said the dude ain't sleep. I don't know if y'all watched some other PBC on Fox they put out. Earl didn't sleep. He was on a 24-hour day with two workouts in. I was like, what the fuck?
That's ugly, nigga.
He out here.
That's ugly for little Mikey.
Trying to wing.
Damn, little Mikey. I don't mean to call him a little Mikey, but it's
ugly
for Mikey. I ain't trying to do that, bro. I'm just saying. Compared
you ain't trying
to
do
sense,
it, but
bro.
You keep repeating little Mikey. But that's crazy.
I said, damn it, I did not try to call that man a little Mikey, bro.
But
crazy.
You did.
But he keeps doing it, too.
I keep on saying it, bro. How you guys keep on fucking saying it?
Why
hey,
are
bro,
you acting like
nice glove on the wall, man. That's a cool glove. Not you, man. You ain't got no gloves on the wall, my God.
I mean, I got a glove right here. It's a big old glove right here.
All right, here.
Poster, nigga. Yeah, nice one.
I mean,
but
like
yeah, man.
Right,
I just think, man, Earl Spence is really starting to get like annoyed with the thought that this guy can beat him, and I want to see his reaction to these betting lines because, man, I think he should be a bigger favorite.
Earl should be a bigger favorite.
Yeah, I think Earl should be at least 5-1 favorite. To
5-1, 4-1. Damn, Mike. Tomato, tomato.
Who's the better boxer, though? Let's break that down. Who do you think in your heart?
Technically, I think
did
it's
you
Mikey.
Not watch the motherfucking?
I'm asking you.
He told y'all ain't seen half of what I could do. Not even a quarter of what I could do.
Okay.
I still got levels.
What do you think, though, Mike?
What do
you
think, though?
The better boxer?
Yeah, the better boxer.
No, who is the bigger boxer?
It's tough. Now that's a tough one.
Oh, now he want to sit on the fence.
Now he's on the fence.
I like Earl Spence body punching and like punch selection, but I love Mikey Garcia's timing. I think he got good timing. I think he knows when to punch and how to keep guys up off of him. But the guy Earl Spence, man, he knows how to cut the ring off, body punch, punch selection, body head. I mean, the guy is. You're going to be a problem for anybody at 147, except one guy, but no.
Who's that one guy, Mike? Show your love. It's early in the morning. Show the love, baby.
I would have said Keith, but he's over in, where you at again?
Japan or something? I think he's in Japan.
Yeah, he's chilling right now. Vacation.
Know,
but
know,
so the Pound for Pound King, man, found it, fight next month.
Question. If Mikey,
your favorite day.
If Mikey were to beat Spence, would he be pound for pound?
Hell yeah. What the fuck? I listen, I've been asking people that too, like, and no one says yeah, which is sad. Like, I feel like it should be like an unwritten rule, or it should be a rule amongst everyone in boxing. Like, if he beats Earl convincingly, no cheating, no Texas, no hometown favorite shit, none of that, bro, he should be bigger than Canelo, man. It ain't fair. Canelo. Yeah, he's been great in his career and took on great challenges, but never anything like this. Never anything
now he said
like this.
Bigger than Canelo. Should he be bigger?
Bigger. He should sell more pay-per-views. Everything. Like, he should get, like, all the pearly gates should open up. The red carpet should roll out, you know, everything. He should get the mermaids singing with flutes because it wouldn't be fair, bro. Like, come on. Look at the betting lines. They ain't giving him a shot. So if he wins, he should get everything. Everything.
I mean, I don't think he'll be bigger because it'll be the start of his, you know,
but
popularity.
But think about it like this. It's like this will be the cornerstone of his career. He beat the boogeyman, right? He's Mexican, right? He did it on Fox, and he speaks English. He's got that one up on Canelo.
Like
yeah.
I said, it would be the start of that takeover.
I would run.
But I agree that does he have the potential to take over Canelo from this point on from beating Spence? Absolutely. Especially if he does it very dominating, like, you know, like it wasn't even hard. And even if he does it close to a degree, if he beats Errol Spence, he's pound for pound, in my opinion. I usually don't do pound for pound, but that's a very easy, don't even have to think about
yeah,
beating
if,
Spence.
If he beats Spence, man, he passed Crawford and he passed Loma. Yeah, not even that.
And pay per view, put him on there, man. You know, because at that point, if he starts taking
on how well this pay per view does, right? Or
well,
are
to me,
I no matter
money,
what
you being Spence,
yeah,
take
okay,
my money.
Gotcha,
shit,
gotcha,
that's to me.
Gotcha.
Take my money. You being Spence, here you go. Take a.
I understand that. Yeah,
that's
man.
How I feel. Like if Mikey beats Spence, I will turn around and buy him versus Easter, him versus Comey, you know, him versus Danny Garcia, him versus Samuel Vargas coming off a loss to Luis Collazo in about a week. I'll buy anything. I will support him because he did the unthinkable.
They already fought Samuel Vargas and Luis Collazo?
No.
Oh, okay, so you think Luis Collazo is going to win?
What the
you
fuck?
Know what would be really interesting, too?
Oh,
if he beats Spence, would he stay at 147 and do what a lot of other 47
well,
have
you,
done?
You what? Know like I know.
Man, he better you know, stay there. If he beats Spence.
Take my – look, this one say take my money because just think about it. If he beats Spence and he's fighting, like, Crawford and Porter and
yo,
take
he,
my money.
If he
Pacquiao,
beats Spence,
one name.
I wonder if it's a rematch, folks. If he beats Spence, does he go straight into a Pacquiao fight?
Oh
like,
my
does
God.
Al give him? Does Al force the Pacquiao fight to get that popularity? Because now it's like, yo, you beat the boogeyman. Now we need you to beat the legend, and then we gonna eat off you. Then your next album platinum, baby. You feel me?
Or does it have to be Spence twice?
Yo, people ain't
well,
shit. They
I'm
said if Mikey wins, then he needs to go and fight Herd. Now, y'all crazy.
What the
damn.
Fuck? Oh.
Boxing fans are
nah,
ruthless,
man,
bro.
Listen, if you, Al, you don't give Mikey that rematch. I mean, you don't give Earl that immediate rematch, especially if he – listen, if he loses, he's losing because he got outboxed. So you ain't going to tell that man go in there and get outboxed back to back. You need to go back, reset, reassess. He ain't going to lose by knockout.
It's a voluntary, though, man. It's a voluntary, man. You got to be a rematch clause now.
I mean, probably, but what I'm saying is you still won't do it immediate. You don't got to do it immediate.
That's one thing about
listen,
these champions, man.
Yeah,
they want
look,
their belt back.
Hey,
hey,
look at Abner Mares. You know, if you would have been on the show when he got knocked out to Johnny Gonzalez in the first round, you'd have been mad at him. And now look at where he's at. Multiple division champion, came back, and was about to fight Tank. So, you know, we can't question these dudes, man. They deserve rebuilding. Like, and it's fucked up because we hold all these other fighters to different standards. Meanwhile, Amir Khan could come back versus any fucking tomato can, and y'all say it's okay. Look,
bro, I'm not
Tyson Fury
that,
came back
I'm
versus Safara and some other dude, and it was okay. So, come on, man. That shit ain't cool.
If Errol Spence loses, he's not going to want to fucking come back with a tune-up. He's going to want to beat the guy
think.
That just beat him. Bro, I'm champion. He from the South. I know how it goes. If you beat me, run it back. That's how we are down here. I don't know about y'all up north, but run it back.
Do they put rematch clauses, though? I've heard these theories where Al doesn't put rematch clauses in his fights.
Let the great Eddie Hearn say, you'll be a fool not to put your a rematch clause with a voluntary defense.
For real.
So, we'll see.
Especially versus a guy like Mikey, a guy dangerous enough to think that he could beat you. You know, you got to – that's like hedging your bet. Nigga, you better put that rematch clause and hedge that bet. Like, yeah, I'll knock him out, but just in case.
In case, nigga. And Mikey called you out. Like, Mikey sought out Errol Spence. It's not like Errol Spence sought out Mikey. Sought out Errol Spence, and everybody thought he was playing, so everybody just took it as bullshit. And he kept on saying it, and then at the PBC on Fox unveiling, we get it, you know what I'm saying? We get a face-off where Errol Spence looks like he's about 6 feet taller than him, but it is what it is. But I know that was Photoshop.
I mean, height don't mean much, though.
How do you think the fight's going to sell, like pay-per-view-wise and the arena? Like, do you think it's going to have a
That's
great...
why you called out Mario? Said what, Ryan?
How do you think the sales would do for this event? Arena, gate, pay-per-views? Like, let's just talk about the attention it's getting.
I mean, I haven't seen the ticket prices. Have you? I never, ever searched ticket prices. That's sad, too, as a podcast host, man. I didn't even
Danny,
I think I
Danny,
as a podcast host, I think I should search ticket prices, but I never do.
Danny called me, like, last week. He said, like, the area, like, right behind the floor area, was like 110, but it was some kind of glitch because he put two tickets in, and he got the price of one ticket plus the fees for the next ticket. So he was only paying that one ticket plus the fees for the next ticket.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, look, Canelo did 40 there, but the tickets were priced at $10, plus they were giving you a ticket if you brought some toys. So Earl did 12 in his hometown, right?
Frisco.
Or around his hometown. And I don't know if Mikey ever headlined. I don't remember his headlines and what they look like in terms
he
of
did,
tickets.
He did Robert Easter,
yeah,
Sergey
exactly.
Lipinett.
Yeah, but then he did Easter in Toledo?
L.A.
No, that was L.A.
Staples Center at that. Nice.
How many was there?
I think 14 to 16.
I think like between 14 and 17, yeah.
17,
it was a good turnout. Damn good turnout.
In a state, man, I better Google that. 17 is high as hell.
It surprised me too, bro. I'm telling you, because you were the whole thing, like the viewership wasn't that high, but like the fucking fact that the stadium was packed out.
According to our chat, cheapest tickets for the Earl fight are $40.
That ain't bad though. Because,
that ain't, but that's still four times the price of Canelo, who did 40,000 over there. So that could hurt things. But I'm gonna say, since Earl did 12, and Ron hashtag Ron stats is saying 17,000 for Mikey.
I didn't even say 17, but
that was me.
You guys said 14 or 17.
I'm telling you, gonna be right. Go ahead, Ron. Look it up, man.
I'm gonna say 14,000. I'm gonna say 14 or 16.
At Jerry Jones Stadium.
Yeah.
Boy, you smoking coke.
That why you think it does more?
You smoking dope. I think it do between 30 and 40, man.
Easy. At that price?
Bro, at $40, nigga, you can get a $40 ticket. Bruh,
listen.
Get in it.
How many people was in Pacquiao versus Clady? Like, you got to remember, those are stars, Canelo and Pacquiao, and they did like 30 and 40, kid, with cheaper tickets.
Was both A-side and B-side stars?
I mean, so Pacquiao for Clady, no. Canelo, who did Canelo fight? Canelo for Trout?
Beefy Smith.
Was that the 40? I thought, where did he fight Trout at? Nah. Where he fought Trout?
I don't know if I tried it, but I know he fought Beefy at Jerry Jones Stadium because Anthony Yard was on the undercard.
I don't know, man. That seems like a lot.
And that's
bro.
What I'm saying. When you got both A sides, you got a Mexican like Mikey Garcia, who we all know that Texas has a big Mexican population, and they man, everybody loves and supports Mikey. Then you got the hometown hero, Earl Spence Jr. going to bring all the rappers out.
Damn, somebody said, Walter said 35 to 45. Bro, Canelo
Thank
did
you.
40 with $10 tickets. Y'all wowing right now.
I'm with him.
So I saw.
The reason ticket was $10 because he was fighting Liam Smith. That
My
nobody
man,
fucking
it's
knew.
It's Canelo.
Don't matter.
Hey,
bro,
so I found the attendance for the Robbie Easter one at least. So it's like, it's over 12,000, but it's like 12,000 something.
All right, you see what I'm saying?
12,560 was at Staples Center for the Robbie Easter.
Look at that. Someone in the production chat saying Canelo did 51,000. Wow.
I didn't say it do 51,000, but I said between 30 and 40 years.
I'm just saying if that's Canelo's number and y'all saying Mikey ain't on a Canelo level, how the fuck he gonna do that?
Because it's a big fight, bro. There are people out there that actually think Mikey Garcia can beat this man, Errol Spence, and they don't want to see it. Trust me.
So
Mikey have a lot of support.
Jay Hardcore says 28,000 to 32,000 he sees it doing.
I can agree with that, Jay. Yeah. Between 30,000 and 40,000. Give me my props. You know what I'm saying? When it happened.
209 Ray says 25,000. Keep in mind, Triple G Lemieux in New York did like 20, bro. Like, it's hard to do numbers, man.
Bro, that's in New York, man. We're in Dallas, Texas, man. I'm
but
telling
you, do you think
this
as a
one
boxing
thing about
event,
Texas, man. Hold on, one,
you think
one
come
thing.
Up?
One thing about Texas, man. Texas support their own fucking people. Whether it's music, whether it's sports, whether it's motherfucking barbecue sauce, it don't matter. They support their own people.
Yeah, yo, this guy, Carlton Palmer, finally says something true. It's not a big fight. It's a mismatch. It always was. So, again, you're asking the public to believe that Mikey has a shot and come out and support.
I'm not asking the public to believe anything. I've been saying it since day one on this podcast, what my feelings were towards this fight. But the illusion is it's a big fight with the face-off and everything going on. Mikey Garcia daring to be great. Earl Spence trying to defend his honor, hometown hero, all this stuff. It's a big fight, man. Trust me, Carter Pullman. I know we see it as a mismatch because we're true hardcore fans, but the casual fan and the people that this fight will draw in are not going to see it like that. They're going to think that Mikey has a chance. It's always the underdog story, right? We all want to see, as a casual public, we want to see the underdog do good. So,
can I ask a question? They had another kind of daring to be great moment, I think, that happened in the Cowboys scene. Was it Pacquiao Margarito, something that they did out there? If you guys can help me out, pull
out
the numbers.
I don't know, but they said Canelo was in San Antonio with Trout, you know? Just look up Canelo numbers, bro. He's Mexican. He fought there. You know, Julio Cesar Chavez fought Andy Lee there. You know, he's Mexican. But while you do that, I'll get Mike's attention with pay-per-view buys.
Oh, okay. This is another barometer. Okay. Manny Pacquiao versus Antonio Margarito. Attendance was 41,730.
Bro, and Margarito is Margar fucking Rito, bro. He did pay-per-views. Bro, Mexican legend, even with the controversy, kid. But I'm gonna show you some other shit. That's just barometer. We still doing barometers. Now we're going to go to pay-per-views. Mike, what do you think it does? Earl Spence, Mikey Garcia.
Did we get numbers for the Pacquiao Bronner?
Pay-per-view.
I don't think we did. Yeah,
man,
I don't think they ever released those numbers.
Yo, we need a producer to be Googling shit right now.
I think it did over 400,000.
Yeah, we got Brian Custer coming on.
I got ESPN.
Yo, you always mention you think it did.
400,000 buys on pay-per-view. That's what ESPN Dan Raphael reported on.
Okay.
If that did 400,000 in the fight. God, man. See, Adrian
Manny
Bonner,
Pacquiao.
Man.
You talking about Manny Pacquiao. Fought in Australia. Fought in China. Fought in the Philippines. You know, don't forget
Adrian Bronner can sell a fucking fight. I want to say, man, 350, 400,000. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe 350 to 450. Give me that.
Ron, before you answer, here's a side question. How much more popular is Timothy Bradley than Earl Spence? Or is Earl Spence more popular than Timothy Bradley?
Are we gauging this from the first pay-per-view he's done with Manny Pacquiao? Or, like, what... What version of Timothy Bradley?
However you want to gauge it. You know, whatever version you want to be in there.
I feel like Earl maybe more based off the social media.
It was like a
different time back then. So I think he's gotten more buzz because of social media and YouTube and all the... You know, the new age generation technology. But it's not like an overnight sensation. Like, we're talking about like a super, 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 superstar. You know?
Has Tim Bradley ever sold out his hometown?
Never.
Has Tim Bradley ever had 5.1 million watching him on NBC?
Never. I thought it was 6.
Something like that. Has Tim Bradley ever went overseas and beat a guy in his own country and fought 40,000 people?
Yes, but now I don't know about the attendance. But remember, Tim Bradley went to the UK, beat the shit out of Junior Ridder, I think, for the IBF order. Yo, listen, let me tell you something. Tim Bradley was a bad, bad man until he got on that Top Rank diet. He was the truth.
That's what I heard.
Yo, he took Lamont Peterson's L. Early in his career. He gave Lamont L. He gave Alexander L. He gave Juan Carlos Abregua L. He would have gave motherfucking Conor L, but he was running from that smoke. Nah, Conor wasn't really running, though. Conor was with Golden Boy, and Conor had fought Maidana, and Bradley was with Gary Shaw. And then when he got that big Alexander win, you know, Top Rank sank them claws in, like...
Didn't he give like a Vargas a loss, but Vargas had him out the last round?
He didn't have him out. He landed a punch and, you know, he staggered him. But, yeah, he outboxed him for 11 rounds straight. But being said all that, and now how much more popular is Juan Manuel Marquez compared to Mikey Garcia?
I mean, I think Marquez is more popular and successful.
Mike, this is a podcast. They need to hear
it. I gotta defer to my guy, Ron G. If he says Marquez was more popular, then I'm going to have to go with him. He knows
my
a little
man
bit
was
more
over there bobbing like a bobblehead doll, like y'all could see him and shit.
You got to think of all the fights and fighters that he fought that helped him pass the torch, you know? He was in that age where he was, like, beating Barrera, you know, He had close fights with Manny Pacquiao. At a certain point, like, he had the general public and the support for many people just because of those rivalries in the past. And, you know, the Eric Morales losing to, you know, this person and losing that person. And Marquez having close fights with Manny Pacquiao, beating Orlando Salido, you know, beating the, you know, the guys that he's supposed to be. And then eventually going up and facing guys like Floyd Mayweather and stuff like that. He's attached to names. So,
damn,
I think Marquez.
Damn, yo. Crazy. I was always over here robbing poor Timothy Bradley of 150,000 pay-per-view buys. Every time I use this fight to speak pay-per-views, even on interviews, man, that's sad. I've said 225,000, but they really did 375,000 according to Bad Left Hook. Timothy Bradley and
First Sister
Juan Manuel Marquez on pay-per-view.
Yeah. Marquez was a – and you also got to think, at that time, Marquez beat Pacquiao.
No, but that's what I'm using this as a reference so you can see. People talking that Earl Mike Garcia may do 400, 300. We're talking about a living legend and a guy that had a controversial win over Manny Pacquiao. Remember, all publicity is good publicity. The man was getting death threats. That's how big that robbery was. So – Bradley Marquez only reached 375, but I hear Mike's argument that Earl is a whole lot bigger, in his opinion, than Bradley.
Not only that, Ron's argument too, like these guys are more visible to the casual fan and the everyday hardcore fan than those guys were when they were boxing. Like you can see them on IG, and you can see them on fucking Facebook, Snapchat. I mean, it's so many more avenues where you can see your favorite boxer and kind of interact with them. So it may even itself out.
Well, when you compare it to guys like Marquez, it's hard because I felt like Marquez put his country on his back. I've seen an overwhelming amount of support, you know, from the Mexico and Mexicans that it kind of built this Filipino-Mexican rivalry in more common age. And it's on smaller scales, but Top Rank fully takes advantage of it and tried to build up stars like that with like Jeremy Cajas and brings a Mexican fighter. When he had it out in Oakland, you know, it was a split crowd because of it. And I think a lot of it had to do because of Marquez, you know, in this time of age. Marquez definitely had tons and tons of hometown support. That's why we got Marquez Manny Pacquiao 4, you know, because the support was overwhelming to see Marquez beat Pacquiao because they felt that he won a couple of those fights. So I think that, for Mikey Garcia, I think if he beats Errol Spence, then he can probably get a huge support, you know, from his heritage. Not saying he's not now, but I think this is one of those fights that can definitely make him more of a bigger star to go to Mexico and stuff like that.
Hey, Ron, any doesn't get this win?
It will only happen if Earl had a problem with, like, cutting weight, which I haven't seen him have any problems in the past. He looks like he's making weight right now in the videos I've seen. But if he has weight problems by any chance, then that's the asterisk that I would put on
but,
the fight.
So you don't have any doubt, and you're just saying, you know, you would put that doubt if you've seen something. Like, you're not answering the question.
No, okay, my bad. I just can't picture Mikey
nervous
beating.
Much?
Huh?
Nervous much? I mean. Can't get the answer.
No, we have this argument every night, every day, man. This is so typical, Ron.
I'm right here in the middle.
I'm not going to
give
you either until it's
you
like.
You couldn't
actually
tell me who was a better boxer.
Who?
So don't man. Play it early man. This all the show. I asked who's a better boxer. You,
Mike.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Mike, how about you? How sure are you Earl gets this win?
I just put $50 up against Jay. That nigga don't make it past 6 rounds. All right? How sure do I got to be?
So, all right, but that's definitely a sure bet. So I'm asking you, why wouldn't you just bet any money that you have around on Moneyline?
Because me and Jay were talking shit one night, you know what I'm saying? We're just on the phone talking shit. And going
no, I hear you, but I'm outside of that. I'm just trying to think of those guys that used to bet
on.
Oh,
yeah.
Let me finish,
I'm totally saying.
I'm trying to think of those guys that used to bet on Mayweather regardless of odds because they knew he would win. So, like, is that this? You know, should Earl fans say, fuck it, I'll put $4,000 to make $1,000?
That ain't this, but damn it, it's close to being this. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, remember, Mayweather fought Pacquiao and people did it. He was always minus money every single fight against Maidana. People would do it. He would do it. He would put hundreds of thousands on himself. So, like, I mean, if Earl getting the money, if he getting the win, what we scared of, right? He's 4-1. 400 gets you 100, but you sure, instead of doing a 5-6-17 parlay, put 400 and make you for sure 100.
Fuck that.
See, all of a sudden, wait a minute. All of a sudden, we ain't so sure no more, right?
Nah, it's not even that.
It's
you lying,
lying, bro. It's more. It's
you
more
lying.
Than just.
I've been sitting here saying to myself.
It's 400.
Okay, put 400 on it. Put 400.
It's 400.
Now.
You say 400.
You win. Then
you
talk about it for the rest of the month and the year. Go ahead. I'm cool with living with you on the show talking about it.
But that's what I'm saying.
Put that same 50 up. You bet, Jay. Hell yeah, I do it.
But
heartbeat.
If you put 50, let me show you. If you put 50. On Earl, it does nothing if you do it by KO. Nothing. You only get $62 and your 50 back. It does nothing.
I just won 60, bro. What you mean?
Yo, fuck around. This fight have a free accident. Earl breaks his leg.
Listen to me. This is actually better, but this is by knockout. What if somehow Mikey gets out there, right? So what I'm saying to you is you know no matter what, you like, man, Earl going to knock this boy out. And if he don't, he dropped him a couple of times, is going to the chin, but Earl going to win. Why not bet money line? And if you Mayweather, you bet that $400,000 and make that
$100,000. No, fuck that, because cuts happen. He's a southpaw.
You just bet?
Shit happens
so
in
not
boxing,
sure.
Man.
So you're not sure.
I ain't got it like that. I ain't throwing $400 and fuck around
let
and
me,
cut
let
and,
me know what
in the fight and shit. And I'm staring at the screen,
let's
screaming.
Put $5 on every round. What that do for you?
I'm a $5 bet, man. That's balling right there. Like
$5 every round ain't going to help you because you're going to eventually lose money, right? Because it's like plus 1,000, then it drops to like plus 650, then it goes to like plus 350, then plus 430, let's say. So somewhere you're going to lose. But, I mean, I could check it.
I ain't know
this is scary
like
money. I don't plan to make no money. Okay, that's not me right now. Because fuck
that's
around and get
I'm
a headbutt.
Listen to me. That's all I'm saying. Like, if anybody walks up to me right now, I got to do some errands in a bit. Anybody walk up to me, they're going to be like, yo, Mikey Spence, who you got? Man, I got Spence all day. Man, you crazy. Mikey going to be a nigga. You crazy as hell. Spence all day. I'm walking off confident. But now you told me to put money up. I'm like, hold up, man. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is free. This is free. This is free right here. Everything I'm doing here, this bragging rights, eating crow. That's free. I can afford eating some crow right now. Matter of fact, I think I got some crow to eat like I didn't eat last week. So serve me some crow. It's $3.99. I can get at a discount store, Target, whatever, Walmart in a package. I'm cool with that. You throw $400 and then I start seeing bloody cuts from headbutts and shit. Or
no.
Some my arm, my hand, I can't use my hand. I don't want to hear that shit. And then I fuck around. All right,
let's
like,
do this math. Let's do this math. $5 on round one gets you $215 for Earl.
That's worth it, nigga.
But you lost that. So you down $5 because he ain't going to knock him out in the first, allegedly, right? Second round, $5 gets you $135. But you lost that because look at how low the odds dropped from 4,300 to 2,700, right? So third round is 24 plus 2,400. $5 gives you 120.
Yo,
fourth round.
Read the chat. The chat's saying people putting two bands on it. I need receipts. I want to see receipts.
$5 gets you 105 in the fourth round, Mike. But now you've spent 20 to make 105. So you really won 80, right? So now fifth round, you got $5, gets you 95. Is the math still good? You went to business school. We're going to go sixth round. He made it to the sixth round. Now we got $30 bet. $5 makes you 85, so we won $55.
That's the same thing that I just bet Jay. So yeah, about the same.
If you were G, you'd be like Simmons.
But remember, you putting $5 every round, so 5 times 12 is what?
60.
All right, so you gonna lose somewhere. I mean, the most you gonna end up making is $20. That's way too much. What?
If he get him out before six rounds, like I'm predicting. I will only lose $30, so I would win 50.
If he get him out in the sixth round.
That's 6 times 5 is 30.
You win 85.
85 minus 30 is $55.
That seems
plus
like...
plus the 50 from Jay.
That just seems... No, don't add that. Don't add that. Because we're doing round betting. And, you know, we're just trying to see, like, how short is his money. Because I'm just saying to myself, why not just go on the money line and get the Brinks truck? Get the Brinks truck. Come with the money line and just dump it all on money line -4 to 1, right? So every 400 you make 100, but you sure?
My nigga, the nigga, if I'm a fucking bet this nigga Earl Spence money line and 12 round come around, this nigga get a draw. You know how nigga y'all better not say nothing to me the
That's
whole night.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo,
like,
I'm not. But Mike, what happens when you spend all the $60 to bet the $5 each round and he get a draw?
60. 400.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you. That all of a sudden, when you put the money on it, all the probabilities become higher in your mind.
Yeah. You talk shit, yeah. But when money starts talking, you like,
of course,
I don't know.
You start thinking like, damn, like what if I lose the 400? Like what
exactly.
could I have bought? Look,
where Mikey break this nigga's shit? Break his fucking nose or some
Look,
shit.
Did he let us bet on Mayweather versus Tension? Yeah, sure. Maybe I might fuck around and put 400 on a Mayweather Tension. But I ain't doing nothing on a real fight, you know?
Listen to me. Let me tell you. You say that now because it's retrospect. You seen what happened. But before that fight, we all thought my man was going to kick him. Everybody was like, yo, what if he kicked Floyd? Yo, what if something crazy happened?
Then
you
would lose.
Yeah.
That's even better for me. Kick Floyd.
But. I don't know if you get paid off a disqualification, right? Is it count?
Does it count? Does it count?
I don't know.
If you do money line.
I just started betting
line,
this year, man. I don't know.
Win.
I don't know. But somebody out here saying, yo, if you got 2,000, that ain't shit. And he right. Look, 2,000 wins you almost $500 on the money line. On the money line.
Like you said, if it's guaranteed, it's guaranteed. Some people think it's guaranteed.
And that's what I'm saying. Is it now, hey Mike, now that you see you're gonna make 500, is it more guaranteed to you?
Bro, I'm not putting no fucking 2,000 up on another nigga. I'm not doing it. It's not what I do, bro.
So are you gonna make this bet, Ness? I wanna know, are you putting 400 on the spread?
Hell no. I'm just talking for the pound for pound supporters, the people that could afford something like this.
The ones on their yachts listening to the podcast.
Absolutely,
like,
we got listeners in Dubai. Like you never know. So like, yeah, I mean, yo, if you got it, and you like everybody is saying Earl, you could sit here and wait for the Thursday show and hear everybody pick Earl, but nobody gonna put money on it. So you could just put the money on it for them. Like if you believe Earl. This is the Mayweather best that our generation didn't take advantage of. Smarter people than us bet always on Mayweather, regardless of odds, and came the fuck up. Intelligent bettors also, you know, probably degenerate bettors were taking out loans. You know, I know a boxer took out a loan. Jason Litzau beat Celestino Caballero on HBO. He took out a loan on his house, brother, $125,000. That was the whole storyline on HBO. Jim Lampley wouldn't shut up. You know what I'm saying? He took out a loan. Oh, my God. And he beat him. And then he got a next fight was with Broner. He got knocked out, but he got paid to get knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
Said he took a $125,000 loan to put it on Floyd?
Put it on himself.
Oh, himself.
On
okay.
And he was an underdog.
And he was
like,
a crazy
sure.
underdog.
Like, he wasn't supposed
Celestino
to win that
fight. Caballero was hot. 50 wanted him. Floyd signed him. He was Panamanian. He was hot. Yo,
I think
people,
that was the upset of the year, too.
People thought Gamboa was ducking Celestino. That's how it was. And then he got chipped. Well,
how big of an underdog was he?
It was big. I think it was like an upset of the year kind of stuff.
At least a plus 1,100, at least.
$125,000 on itself?
Which isn't much, because Joey DeWelco's a plus 1,100. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, which ain't much, nigga, for $125,000.
Not much. Like, now that I'm betting, and you see some people are a plus 1,000, and all right, Amir Mansour. That's a plus 1,000, but guess what? This is F.A. Ajagba's toughest test yet.
You're not hearing what I'm saying, though, bro.
What?
125,000 plus 1,100. That's
I know.
A million.
Yeah, because you counting the money, but you're not counting the odds.
But I'm saying that this man had enough confidence, nigga, to put 125,000 on himself.
But Mike, this is how you flip it on that, though, because I think that was upset of the year in 2010. Fuck around and do this on this fight, and this become the upset of the year.
I mean, you're right, but Celestino Caballero is no Mikey or Earl, and Jason Lissau is no Mikey or Earl. So, like, yeah, upsets happen. I think we had one the other week, but, like, caliber of fighter, man. You know what I mean? It's just these are different caliber of fighter. Like, that's why at certain levels, you knockouts dissipate. This is a different caliber, you know? And I can't believe that we're all on the fence. Like, what happened to Garcia being so little? You know, what happened to Mikey Earl walking him down? Now y'all see these LE setbacks, but y'all scared. Put y'all money up. Get that Floyd money right here. You know, Earl is a favorite. This is so funny. I wish we would be talking about Terrence Crawford versus Mikey Garcia and see if you would be putting that 404,000 up on Terrence. You know what I'm saying?
Is there a number over there that you don't know?
Hey, I saw someone said he put 2,000 on Mikey Simmons. I need that receipt.
Man, he lying.
I know. That's why I need that receipt.
Bro, Mikey's a plus 390 by decision. That's the only way homeboy winning. I'm sorry. You lay 2,000 on Mikey and call me, man. We got to go on vacay, B. He getting 7,800 plus his 2,000 back. So he got a cool 9,800.
Mm. Easy. Hey, can you imagine the amount of people, let's just say Mikey won. The amount of flip-flopping will happen. The amount of abandonment.
No, listen. That day, Mike has to keep that list. It's very important because those are the days that the show is built off, the True Crow days. Because these fights are where everybody's go all of a sudden, like, yo, I picked Mikey, man. Remember, I had Mikey, I'm telling you.
I had Mikey in the sixth round, nigga.
You remember I said, well, see what happened. The only way Garcia will win would be this way.
Remember
right,
that
get
show
that list ready. Laminate
that
it.
Show? Nah, not the betting show because I couldn't, but it wasn't the Thursday either because I was working. But that last show when Mike wasn't there, but Ron had the blue hat, like, I'm telling you, you got to keep that list.
You got to laminate that list too, Mike. Like,
Mike
like
gonna
make
drop
sure that shit waterproof.
On that shit. Nah, man. Listen, it's tough, man. It's tough. But yo, and it's funny. It only gets tough when there's money involved. I'm sorry. It only gets tough when there's money involved because, like, you couldn't tell me that Mikey's going to be Earl. But I've been here before with Robert Garcia, you know what I mean? I said the same thing about Broner Maidana when Broner was undefeated and he was fighting Maidana. And Maidana, you know, he had already lost to Khan. And, you know, I think even Devin Alexander might have had already beat him and shit. And it's just like, what? Hell yeah, Broner going to beat this guy. Broner was looking like the dude. His really shittiest two fights ever was Ponce de Leon and Pauly Malignaggi. And, you know, with Malignaggi, I gave him a pass. I'm like, yo, he moved up. He still did his thing. You know what I mean? And damn, my man made Don a blanket at his ass. You know what I mean? So who knows, man? Like, who knows? Plus, yo, Robert Garcia, we should get Robert on because if you talk to him, bro, they got, like, I don't know, like seven upsets that they, you know, live by that where they've been counted out, you know. But remember, they had Gervonta facing Abner in an upset, right? Or a kind of underdog fight, and Josecito was in an underdog fight, and he did better than expected, but didn't get the win. And maybe that could be the thing with Mikey. He does better than expected, but not get the win. Who knows?
Yeah, man.
Josecito was damn near about to stop, motherfucking third.
Yo, speaking of stop, if you think Mikey could stop Earl, you put that 2K, put that 2K that Simmons got, bro, you go buy yourself a little used Camaro for $28,000. You know what I'm saying? Get you a new F-150 truck or something. $28,000 you make off Mikey Garcia.
Or pay off your student loan.
Yeah, man. So what time are we? Is Custer coming on?
Supposed to come on at 10. I'm waiting for him to hit me back on IG with his number so we can identify him. So if you hear my voice right now, Mr. Custer, we need your number to identify you
just
on the
area
blog
code. Just the area code.
Yes, sir. Just
but in the meantime, let me go ahead and open up these phone lines, get to some phone calls, and get this thing going.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Real quick, I won't go on a tangent today, but if you could, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. It really helps us get more visible out here in these streets and help me and Ron and Ness to do more work and give you guys more content. So if you want more content, smash the thumbs up button. Thank you.
Going out to Texas, where this fight will be taking place, except H-Town.
KD, motherfucker.
A lot of things I like to
move,
so
man,
just try to get on my
I got the pay-per-view doing around 350, and I got around 19,000 and 23,000 being there. That's my estimate. But as far as the fight goes, getting to the seats though, the tickets that I got, man, they got actual floor seats for $250. So I paid the same price for the Wilder Fury fight, but we was kind of sitting, you know, lower mid range in the stadium. But for the same price, you can sit on the floor here, I guess, because it's, it seats more people. I don't know. But, I heard N.O. yesterday. Yeah, so N.O. yesterday, he called and he was like, where y'all sitting? So, the section is FW27. So, I don't know if he got his tickets already, but, yeah. If you didn't, man, FW27.
He on the line, so we
That's
will
all
get
I got
to
done,
him.
Man.
You the man, champ. Let's go ahead and get to... get yourself together. You actually not next. We got to go from Texas to Canada.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, shorty wants that full play. I'm like, no way, got a rocker like Coldplay, killing it,
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay.
8 days,
yo, guys,
the champ returns to the ring,
the champ. The champ.
The champ.
Yo, good morning, boys. Yo, I'm thinking this fight's... What's going on, boys? What's going on?
Jose, hold up, man. Jose, this is what we needed. We needed a rich man to talk to. Dude, you're well off. Why not put the $2,000 on Earl and make an easy $500 and your trip to Texas is free? Or at least your flight.
This is one of those fights. This is one of those fights where I would bet, like, you know, $1,000 on a stoppage for Mikey and $1,000 on a decision for Mikey and, like, you know, $100 on a draw. I just see Mikey winning this fight, man. I think he's got, like, that secret sauce. Bruh,
don't do that,
you.
Man. Don't do no $1,000 on a stoppage and $1,000. Dog, he's a plus 4,300 to get the stoppage, bro. Like,
there you go,
and listen to me,
grand.
And listen to
Imagine.
Me, listen to me. No, 14, yo, yeah, 14 grand if you put a 100, yeah.
Maybe but this is like, how you got rich. Maybe you seen something, Ness.
Thank you, man.
Nah,
don't tell
listen,
a man who make money how to make money.
Listen, 100 on the draw, it won't be enough either. Because you only make 2,300. You only make... Oh,
yeah,
at least you make
your
money back,
bets,
though. I get you back.
Yeah.
I get you. Hedged them all. Damn. You see, the rich man knows how to bet. I just can't believe you're not going with the smart bet. So you weren't
you
one of those guys.
Well,
you weren't. Hold on, Mike. You weren't one of those guys that would bet always on Floyd?
Absolutely, man. And also, here's the other thing, though, too, man. I think Mike said it yesterday.
I kind of favor the boxer that walks around at his own weight. You know, like, I think there's a lot to be said about being able to eat a healthy meal, being able to relax and not worry about weight. You know, and Mikey is the real deal as well, man. I kind of see this like an Andre Ward. Remember when Andre Ward came up to and he fought Chad Dawson and he had easy work with him? I kind of see that happening.
I thought Chad went down too, though. Like, they met at a catch.
Yeah,
Chad went down to fight Ward.
Well, he did go down. You're right. Actually, that's actually true.
You probably met Kovalev, though, right? Kovalev is when he moved up. But he did have two fights in between.
Because at the time, Dawson was feared. And let's face it, man, Spence should be probably fighting at 154 anyway. So I mean, maybe not the purest case with the Dawson comparison, but I still think Mikey's going to do it. And that's where my money's at. I don't know how much, but I'm going to bet on Mikey.
Hey, FYI, $1,000 on Spence by decision is $1,750.
Mr. Custer is on the line. His area code is 201. 201.
He ain't on the line yet.
You got to press 1, Mr. Custer. If you hear my voice, press 1.
He's not on the line.
Oh, he's not at all?
Mm-mm.
He says, I'm here.
Oh, it must be this block number. All right. Brian Custer.
Yo.
It is you. How are you, Mr. Custer?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
We're good. Happy to have you. First and foremost, thank you for taking out the time to give us this opportunity to interview you. We're just talking this morning, a little Mikey Garcia versus Errol Spence. We were taking a look at these betting odds and trying to compare Errol to Mayweather and how so many people knew Mayweather would get the win but wouldn't take advantage of him actually getting that win and betting because the odds were always so lopsided. So, you know, we were just going back and forth with, is or does Mikey really have a shot? And once you put money on it, everyone all of a sudden changes their opinion, right? Like, before you ask a guy, is he betting, or would he at least hypothetically bet, he's going Errol Spence without a doubt. Now, if you ask him to hypothetically put $400, it's like, well, a draw could happen. I mean, a headbutt could happen. And it's like, we're talking hypothetical $400 and you're afraid. So imagine real money. Why can't we take advantage of this the way that the rich people took advantage of Mayweather fighting every time, knowing that he would win?
Yeah, you know, listen, first of all, I'm not a gambling guy, and as many times as we go to Vegas, I have not put a bet on a single fight, so it's not my stilo. That's number one. I think, you know, when you look at this fight, obviously Errol, bigger guy, generally the stronger guy, and I think from a Mikey standpoint, he's looking at it like, okay, Errol's going to be in his hometown. It's his first pay-per-view. He's going to want to have that Deontay Wilder factor where I'm going to try to be really impressive. And in my urge to be really impressive, I'm going to be ultra-aggressive against Mikey Garcia. And I think that's where he's going to look to try to take advantage of that. And that Errol will be over-aggressive. And Mikey is such a tactician when it comes to fighting that he can step back counter. And I think that's for the most part the game plan in trying to beat Errol Spence. But you know, Mikey's a special kind of fighter. Obviously coming up in weight is going to be something. I just, you know, that power of Errol is something. And I think Mikey's counting on the accumulation of punches and tagging Errol and hurting him. I don't see it ending in a stoppage for Mikey Garcia, but I think if he can frustrate Errol and score points, I think that's how he can pull out a victory.
What can the fans – well, I'm sorry. My name is Michael Gross. How's it going, Mr. Custer?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. What can the fans expect next week from Showtime and this event down in Dallas, Texas? Because you guys have to admit, you guys have the national spotlight. You guys are going to be at Jerry Jones Stadium, one of the most iconic stadiums in the country. What can we expect as fans from this event?
Well, you know, listen, I would love to say we're going to pull out the balls and whistles, we're going to do this, we're going to do bells and whistles, we're going to do this, we're going to do that and do that. The fight, though, is going to be on Fox. So it's going to be on Fox pay-per-view. And so I'm just as intrigued to see how Fox can pull it off. You know, obviously I do some things with Fox as well, but I have not been doing their boxing coverage. So, you know, they've been using people who aren't really boxing aficionados and good broadcasters, but not boxing people. So, you know, they're kind of learning too. And it's a great fight for them. I hope that from a production standpoint and a presentation standpoint, that it is just as good as the fight itself.
Hey, how's it going? This is Ron. If you can speak on it, I wanted to get some projections on how the fight outcome may do from your experience of being at many fights, on the attendance that this fight can produce, maybe projections of pay-per-view. Like, how big is this fight? What type of numbers do you think this would do?
Yeah, I think to be realistic, I think, you know, you got to be very, very happy if this fight can do like 250 to 300,000. You know, I think probably on a more realistic standpoint, it'll probably be around 200,000. And I only say that because of, I don't know if, and it was just like the question you just asked me before about Showtime. There are a number of people who just assume that it's going to be on Showtime pay-per-view. It's not. So it's going to be on Fox pay-per-view. So there's a little bit of confusion on what platform is this on? Is it Showtime? Is it who's actually doing the fight? So, but I think, you know, if it could do 200,000, I think that's really good, for them. If it gets to three, listen, they should be doing, you know, cartwheels and somersaults and everything. I mean, I think when we did Wilder Fury, I mean, we were over 325. So I would say if it does 200,000, they should be very happy with that.
Brian, are you just assessing that off of people not being able to find it? Because we just were talking how a guy like, you know, Juan Manuel Marquez and Timothy Bradley did 375 in their era on pay-per-view, but it was on a premium network. So do you think that's where the discrepancy is going to be for fight fans, not knowing where to find it, and it's going to cause that much of a drop? Because we're expecting Earl with so much more popularity than Bradley and Mikey, you know, daring to be great, that it would just garner more attention than that fight.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, there were a number of people who didn't realize, to me, like when I was walking around, like, hey, you guys have that fight. You guys on the show tonight? I'm like, no, we don't. It's going to be on Fox pay-per-view. Oh, okay, it's just going to be Fox. Okay, so I'll just turn on Fox. And I'm like, well, it's pay-per-view now. And so I just think that some of the confusion is, A, the platform, and then B, when they find out that it's on Fox, I think there are a number of people who are just going to turn on Fox thinking, okay, where's the fight? Where's the fight? And not realizing that it is also pay-per-view, so you got to order that fight as well. Errol, to me, man, is, I think he can be a really big star the way he fights. Now, he's so humble that he's not going to be the type of guy from a media standpoint to say, hey, look how great I am. But he's the type of guy that will, if you ask him a question, he's going to give you the answer. And a lot of times if you listen to him, he's telling you good stuff, but he does it, like I said, he does it with that Southern charm. So, you know, that sometimes because he's so low key, that doesn't, you know, promote a fight so much as someone who's more braggadocious. So I just think that, you know, when you add all of those things, that kind of hampers everything. It's a great fight. I really hope it does really good numbers.
Mr. Custer, I would like to get your perspective on something. From the outside looking in, when you see Showtime having Jarrell Big Baby Miller at one point in time, Tyson Fury at one point in time, Anthony Joshua at one point in time, and Dillian White all fighting on their network. And now we see these guys are all on other platforms now. Does, as a fan, should we be getting worried that the Showtime maybe can't keep these guys on their platform, or is that just the nature of the beast?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, to me, it's just the nature of the beast. You know, I think it's great that a number of these guys, you know, started with us. And to, you know, I think selfishly, I think it just goes to, A, how we promote guys, build guys up, and take stock and take onus into doing that and making sure that guys who fight on our network, we build them up, we tell their stories to the fight fans, we try to endear them to fight fans so that they follow them. And listen, good for them. If they can find a deal on another platform that's going to give them a bundle of money, hey, go get it. I mean, you know, I applaud that. That's what capitalism is all about. But eventually, guys come back. And I think that's kind of the approach that we've kind of taken with it. You know, you look at the Tyson Furies, you look at the Dillian Whites, and, hey, look, I mean, more power to Tyson Fury. The way I look at it is Tyson Fury wouldn't have gotten this deal with ESPN and Top Rank had he not fought on Showtime. Because what happened? I mean, I think we did, and to pat our team on the back a little bit, they did a hell of a job promoting that Fury Wilder fight and telling his story and endearing him to the public and talking about his struggles and then talking about him as a fighter. And so, you know what? And then he did the job when he got in the ring. He fought a great fight. Now, all of a sudden, all of these platforms wanted Tyson Fury. Same thing with Big Baby Gerald Miller. I mean, we had started him on Showbox, and then all of a sudden we started putting him on the undercard, and we started promoting him and talking about him being a future prospect and being a guy that could make some noise in the heavyweight division. Well, you know what? Hearn came over, Eddie saw what we did, and all of a sudden he started trying to pluck these guys. The funny thing is, you know, Eddie Hearn is a really good promoter. And he initially, Pacquiao was too old. Adrian Broner is nothing but problems, and such and such. And he's gone after all of these guys. Now he's gotten some, and he's gotten turned away from some. But all of these guys he talked about, he comes over here. Now all of a sudden he wants them. And I think that a lot of that goes to the way we've promoted these guys and told their stories and have endeared them to boxing fans. But I do think they'll come back.
But being that Showtime is so heavily invested in Deontay Wilder and the wouldn't it be a good business move to keep these heavyweights on the platform?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's just not the only guy that Showtime has really said, okay, we're going to sign you to a multi-fight deal and get into bed with you, so to speak, has really, if you look at it, has it only really been two guys. It's been Mike Tyson when they signed that deal with him and Don King, and then Floyd Mayweather. So those, at the time, were the two biggest stars in boxing. I think Deontay Wilder has seen that, you know what, we're really good at doing what we do. As long as you fight, and you fight well, and you know what, we're going to continue to tell your story. And I think we've done a really good job of selling Deontay Wilder and showing people that he is probably the baddest man in the heavyweight division, despite what Anthony Joshua or all these other guys think. And I think the proof is in the pudding. I mean, ESPN made him that offer. Top Rank made him that offer. DAZN has gone after him. But I think he's been loyal to say, you know what, look, I got my start here. These guys have done a hell of a job as I've risen to the top of the heavyweight division. You know, why not stay with the pound-for-pound leader in boxing? And I think that's why you're going to see him. You're going to see him, as a matter of fact, back on Showtime in May.
Now, just following up with some of the questions, I guess mine is, you know, the pay-per-view model. You know, are we going to continue to see more of these pay-per-view fights? And including Spence and Garcia, the winner of this, are they officially a pay-per-view fighter from that point on?
Yeah, I think that's hard to answer. I wouldn't say I would put these guys right back onto a regular platform after this fight, because unless you're saying, you know, after this fight you're putting it, let's, and I'm being hypothetical because I'm not saying who's going to win the fight, but let's say Arrow wins the fight, all of a sudden you put him on and he says, okay, we're going to put you in with Keith Thurman. Okay, you know what? That might be a that's a pay-per-view fight, and or for us, if we did something with CBS, to me, that's what that kind of fight would generate. If Mikey Garcia won, then if we put Mikey Garcia in with someone else, but it'd have to be someone really big for us to do that. I just think that those guys would probably go back to the regular platform. I'm just one of those guys who believe that pay-per-view has to be something. It has to be a fight that is really, really special. And I don't know if there are guys out there, you know, obviously there's a Crawford, but it'd have to be someone really, really big, like for Mikey Garcia, let's say Lomachenko or something like that, where you say, okay, let's put this guy right back on pay-per-view. Otherwise, I'd say put him right back on the regular platform and give the people what they want and give the people the fights they want to see.
Brian, if Mikey beats Earl, is he bigger than Canelo?
Oof. Hey, man, let me tell you something. If Mikey beats Earl, I think and it's funny because a number of people said, what? When Mikey Garcia, about 3 weeks ago, I think Mikey Garcia at the media thing said that he feels as if he's underrated and that people don't realize basically that he can throw hands and that he's special. And I think a number of people looked at this like, what is he talking about? People have talked about him on the pound-for-pound list. They've talked about how special he is. He's got to be mad. But let me tell you something. If he beats Errol Spence, how could you not say that Mikey Garcia, pound for pound, is not the guy, most special guy in boxing? Because for him to come up and do something like that, I would give him all the props in the world. And I'd say without question, he would be the most special fighter in boxing.
How much pressure is it on Errol Spence to dominate Mikey Garcia? Been seeing that Mikey Garcia is a smaller guy moving up, and we all think Errol Spence Droof is really what his name says, the truth.
Yeah.
And we all think that, so.
Yeah, I think you know, listen, there's pressure that comes with it because he's fighting at home. He's fighting in AT&T Stadium. And listen, he realizes – Jerry Jones is invested in him and says, you know what? I want you to win, and I want you to keep winning, and I want you to keep winning in really spectacular fashion because I want to keep having fights here in Dallas in this stadium, and I want to eventually fill this stadium up. I'm curious even to see the crowd, to see the number of people. I really believe they can get a good 50,000 there. But, you know, that stadium holds well over 100. So I'm really curious to see how many people come out there. So there's pressure for Errol to not only win, but to dominate, as you talked about it, because he's coming up. But, you know, that's to me, that's shortchanging Mikey Garcia and what he can do. And I think Errol realizes that, and I think Errol he's smart enough to know that I'm not going to fall into that because that's where it can lead to problems. And you have a performance kind of like where Deontay, that for the majority of that fight, he was just trying to knock Tyson Fury out, was swinging wildly, forgot about the jab. And I think if Deontay would have fought like he usually fights and snapping the jab, and then throwing that right hand, that fight could have been over a lot earlier. But he really got tied into, man, this is my first pay-per-view. I got to look good, and I got to be great at doing this. I really got to sell it. And, you know, that's why we had a fight that went the distance. And I think Errol realizes that, and I think he'll be a lot more patient.
I know you've been covering the sport for a very long time. Just out of just a historical aspect, what would you compare this fight matchup to anything in the past or in the history that you've seen?
Well, I mean, you got to think of guys like Henry Armstrong, and you got to think of guys like Sugar Ray Robinson, who, you know, these were guys who made the jump seamlessly and did it, was great, and then came right back down to their regular weight. To me, those are the special fighters that can do things like that. Now, you know, of course, Sugar Ray did some things when he went up to fight Hagler and all those, but that was towards the tail end, basically, of their career. That's why I'm really curious to see how Mikey looks, because those guys did it and they looked great doing it. And you could see it wasn't too much for them to do that. To me, that's why I'm really, really interested to see how well Mikey Garcia fights at the larger weight, and if he, A, can even really tag and hurt Errol, and then, B, how he withstands some of the bombs that Errol throws. Because, you know, let me tell you something. I had the opportunity when Errol had his first fight there at the Star, and I went to his training camp, and he and Charlo, and so I got to see him spar. And to watch Errol spar, he's sparring with Charlo. He was sparring with Brand. He was sparring with a heavyweight. And I was like, this is unbelievable that this kid was sitting here sparring from a heavyweight and then sparring with Charlo. And then they put in another guy. And I'm like, this guy's doing basically 12 rounds with fighters that went from welter to super welter to heavyweight. And he withstood it all and was still throwing bombs. So that's why I'm just really seeing – I'm curious to see how Mikey Garcia withstands the power of Errol Spence.
Brian, is there any pressure on Showtime or Wilder himself to come out with a big contract now that all the other heavyweights have made these statements publicly, right, with their big deals? I mean, you got – Fury with a $105 million deal with ESPN. Dillian White is rumored to be signing a similar deal with ESPN. AJ has partnership and stock in the zone. I mean, if you're Wilder, you can't be happy.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, you know, I don't want to count anybody else's money. I think Deontay has done well with the fights that he's had on Showtime. I think that's number one. I think from the other perspective, it is, you look at it, and I think as we, in the conversations, I would assume with Deontay, when you look at whether it's Tyson Fury, who is he going to fight? I mean, let's be honest. Who is he going to fight? If they get Dillian White over there, okay, so he's going to fight Dillian White. That's one fight. Who else? Who else can Tyson Fury fight heavyweight that's legitimate, that people are going to tune in to watch? They're trying to promote that app, and they're trying to go with the sexy splash name. Okay, we got Tyson Fury, but who is he going to fight? And why would people – well, I'm not going to watch ESPN Plus to see Tyson Fury fight a nobody. I'm not going to do it. And even with Anthony Joshua, I love Anthony Joshua, but at what point are you going to fight someone of significance? And Big Baby, finally you're gonna fight him. But you know what? You could have fought Deontay with us. Who else is Anthony Joshua going to fight? And how long are you going to – we even tried. Well, you know what? Let's try to work together. Let's try to work together and put this fight together. It'd be a basically co-promotion, kind of the thing that we did with HBO. But yet they continue to drag this out. Hey, we got to build it. I'm sure they wanted to build the fight up. But it's like, who are you going to fight? Listen, there are a number of heavyweights for Deontay Wilder to fight. Whether I know he'll probably have Dominic Brazil next, but after that, you've got Kovnatsky who's there. You've got still Luis Ortiz. So there are heavyweights that are fighting on our platform that Deontay can fight. That will be exciting fights for that division. I can't say the same for those other platforms because they really don't have anyone after the big names, after the big guys. Like, who else do you have and who else can you fight? And you know what? Listen, if he's going to get a lot of money fighting some nobodies, hey, that's great. But I think for Deontay's standpoint, he's going to get paid very well, and he's going to be fighting significant fighters, which also builds up your legacy.
Absolutely. I just got one final question before we let you go. Will you be commentating the Big Three this year?
Oh, man. That's the big question. Absolutely. Depending, and now we go back to the platform that we've been talking about, because they had 2 years on Fox Sports,
yes.
But their deal was over. So now, from last time we had conversations with Cube, he says he's trying to find a new platform for the Big Three. Now, you know, at one point, he and LL were trying to buy up, if I'm not mistaken, 20 to 25 of the RSNs, which are the regional sports networks for Fox Sports, because Fox was selling those. And they were trying to buy all them. So, you know, Fox Sports Southwest, Fox Sports Midwest, all those type of things. They were trying to buy those, and that way they would just place the games there, and they would be on the regional networks for Fox Sports. I don't know where they are right now in that process. He sent me and Jim Jackson a text not too long ago and said, we're still trying to hammer out a TV platform. As soon as we get that done, we will let you know and be ready to roll for season three. So we're still waiting. I from my last time I heard, it may even be a streaming platform. Who knows? But absolutely. Once they get it done, I'm all in, because we always have a great time calling those games.
Yes, sir, man. Those games are very, very entertaining. I want to thank you for your time. If you got any social media that you want to give out, go ahead and give it out now.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I mean, they can follow me on Twitter, at BCusterTV, and on Instagram the same way, at BCusterTV, man. And I love the voice. Y'all everywhere, every time I look up, y'all always at the big fights. So now I'm just curious, who do y'all believe will win between Mikey and Errol?
Well, we all said Errol, but then when we
okay.
put that hypothetical money on it, we
did
don't want
change,
to bet anymore.
now, I'm going to tell you another
money,
fight.
Like, I don't know, man. Mikey could do something.
Yes. The another fight, you know what, that I think will be very competitive. Don't forget about Sean Porter and your Dennis Ugas. I love Ugas,
yes,
because Ugas is unbeaten as a welterweight. He's hungry. He's hungry. And you know what? Sean makes sloppy fights. He tries to – it's like bully ball. He tries to bully you in the, inside the square circle. But Ugas can play the same game. And I'm really, really interested to see this fight this coming weekend. Because I like Ugas. I think it's going to be a really competitive fight.
No, we
man, y'all
agree.
Keep sleeping on Sean Porter. He's going to show y'all something Saturday, I'm telling you. Y'all,
Ugas never been stopped, so I don't know what he can show us.
Oh, okay.
Well, and I'll leave y'all with this, too, because you guys were talking about if people win, what do you think about this and this and this with Errol Spence? And Errol's already talked about it. Hey, look, you know, once I win, I want to be in a unification fight, you know, whether it be if Sean wins, whether it be Sean Porter, whether it be, or as he calls him, sometime Keith Thurman. The fight we were talking about with Mikey Garcia, don't you think a Mikey Garcia Danny Garcia fight would be interesting? I think that would be an interesting fight. If he wants to stay at welterweight, I'd like to see the two Garcias just go at it.
I think that's why he took the Errol fight, though, because if he would have took the Danny fight, he would have been more of a favorite. And I think that the people wouldn't have believed what it is that he's trying to have us believe. You know, he wants to prove that he has this superior skill. So I think that's why he chose Earl, because Danny was always available. He first started calling out Keith Thurman, and once Thurman got injured, he could have just easily went the Garcia route, but he chose not to. It'd be interesting to see, though, if he stays at welterweight and still goes the Danny route, then, yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, it really is. I'm really anxious to see the fight. We're not back until April. I think we have Jared Hurd and Julian J. Rock Williams coming at you guys in April. I think Gary Russell Jr. is going to be on that card as well. So we're not back until April, but you know, we're looking forward to it. There's a lot of good fights coming up.
Brian, thank you again, man, and enjoy the rest of your day. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Custer from Showtime and Fox. I mean, Mike, you know him from other sports as well, obviously.
Big Three, man. Yeah, man, do a great job with the Big Three. I'm telling y'all, if y'all ever like – go ahead.
I was going to say, he's also covered the Mavericks and Dallas Cowboys too.
I was going to ask him because I'm like, bro, I know I heard you on some basketball other than the Big Three, but I ain't want to be wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I should have just stuck my –